Welcome to the Legion Outriders podcast, your source for the latest Legion news, opinion, and analysis. And now, the Outriders.
How's it going, Outriders? Welcome to your very special bi-monthly podcast for all things, well, some things Legion, but mostly Star Wars related. Hey, this is Matt. We got Dan and Zach. How's it going, guys?
Last week was a very special episode.
This is a very special podcast now. So, a very special podcast.
So every episode is special.
Dan tries drugs.
And
me and Zach try to talk him down from it.
Amen.
Because you're not sharing, man.
I mean, the model glue, I mean, the plastic glue
I've been
working with lately
is
pretty much getting me as high as
respirators.
You guys wanna get high? Yeah, I'm kidding. Yeah, yeah, keep those masks on.
If you can find them.
Yeah, right. But hey, how's it going, guys? We've got a lot of show today because we got some big releases coming out from Legion. Dan and I just wrapped up a game.
Yeah.
And Zach's here too.
Hi there.
Zach is now loaded on as an Outrider on the Patreon exclusive Discord now. So look for his name in the purple. You go by Q, right?
Yep, Q.
Not like John Delancey Q, like standing.
Like wait.
Stacked up behind people in England Q.
Yes, a lot of vowels. It's wonderful.
But why?
Just because.
Okay, there you have it. The hard hitting questions and answers that you don't come to the Outriders for, but still. Hey, what's going on, Dan? You got some news for us?
Well, my new 3D printer came in.
Yeah,
I forgot to mention that.
Right. Does it work?
Actually, it does.
Oh, wow. So was it a lot of outrage?
It was delivered.
Yeah.
And I'm not one, you know, with the young hip kids for their terminology, but I found this term to be most poignant.
I'm going to guess which one it is, but go ahead.
Yes. So, no, the FedEx delivery man
yeeted it.
across my porch. For anyone who works for FedEx out there, you know, video doorbells start recording on motion, so they get you before you hit the
button. I don't understand how you think you could get away, because it's I'm imagining a printer is pretty hefty.
Yeah.
So
luckily, it was packaged well.
So. Yeah, yeah, no kidding. That it was probably something.
Creality uses the really nice, like, dense foam on the inside.
To coin the lawyer from Jurassic Park, is it heavy?
That means
it's probably expensive. Yeah. Don't yeeteth thy package.
So you know? Yeah, so yeah, I got to throw that around some of FedEx's social media accounts. So
yeah,
that was fun.
Well, good job. Printer, you got somebody fired for no reason. It worked fine. Jeez. No, that's well, I'm glad it's working out. Okay, so you had adventures in 3D printing. We haven't done a 3D printing show in quite a while. We should, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Zach has.
Oh my god, have you guys?
Are you doing it too?
Have you guys seen the Patreons lately? Like, there's their own Facebook group. Like, we have maybe 12, 13 creators every month putting out custom minis.
Oh, really? Yeah. And it's a Patreon setup?
Usually, for miniature STLs, it seems like all the big Patreons, or I guess to push out new models, it's just a Patreon thing. Usually it's anywhere from $5 to $12 per month, and usually you get anywhere from...
You get some sick files?
5 to 9, depending on the creator.
Oh, wow.
So...
Oh, that's cool. I had no idea. Yeah, we might need to do another follow-up.
We can go deep dive in on this.
Yeah.
It's my jam.
Yeah, well, if you guys want to hear some more, because it's been probably like a year and a half since, you know, Josh originally talked about his adventures in 3D printing.
But... Sure, and it was just with the same type of printers I have, the FDM or the plastic printers. Uh-huh. Zach does have a resin printer, which is best for minis.
Ooh.
So, yeah, we can definitely use some insights.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so if you guys want to hear that, hit up the Facebook page. Hey, guys, we're on Facebook.
Yeah.
But, okay. Hey, I had a question, Dan. I was hoping you could help me out. So this LVO thing, how much longer?
139 days.
Oh boy.
Yep.
I'm going to start packing my bags.
Right around the corner.
Oh god, yeah, I still have the whole table to work on. And I've got to paint up a bunch of Inferno Squad, but we'll be talking about them a little later.
Yeah. Luckily, I think I'm going to be going. I've taken Empire the last 2 years. I think I'm definitely going to go Separatist this year. And it's about half painted, and the rest of the paint should be pretty easy. But we'll see. I got to figure out an 800-point list because we've been playing a lot of 500-point games.
Yeah, I mean, because they're quick and easy.
They're nice.
Yeah.
They're bite-sized chunks of fun. But I know, Zach, you poo-poo the... Do not poo-poo the 500-point skirmish game. Why do you poo-poo it?
It just ain't my jam. Like, if I'm going to invest the time to play Legion, which is usually once a week, if that.
I mean, I can't tell you what to like, but you're wrong.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine.
No. There's definitely different aspects of the different point totals to appeal. I just like quicker games in general.
Yeah,
I
mean, and we had a roller coaster of emotions.
Goodness. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to the second portion tonight. But we also have more Star Wars news. Take it away, Dan the Man.
Sad news.
Sad.
The dates that Star Wars Celebration was going to be on have passed.
So you would
have been there.
Yeah.
And what's strange, we, of course, like all events that have been canceled, usually they announce something when it would have been to say what would have been there. But nothing really was announced.
Yeah, they had, they sent out some emails for like the Star Wars swag store, but it was pretty minimal stuff. Honestly, the Star Trek Day had a lot more stuff because that was Star Trek Day this last week too. But it was a little disappointing.
And the big expectation online was a Mandalorian Season 2 trailer, but fortunately that hasn't come out yet.
Well, at least we know it's coming on the 30th.
Yeah,
so
and that's actually the next news point here.
step all over that. Yep. Yeah.
The release date for Mandalorian Season 2 has officially been dropped, so it's not just October, it's October 30th. So technically,
did I say 31st? Or did I say 30th?
The 30th.
Okay, yeah. I did. Okay, yeah.
So technically October, but the last possible
day. Yeah, they October. Were kind of, wow, they're really trying to stretch that a little bit there.
Yeah, but it's already been in the can, so they didn't really need to stretch it. So it was probably the original
decision. I wonder if they're just stalling for time for the rest of the show lineup to keep up while keeping their promises.
Well, that is my next point.
Oh,
yeah, you keep stepping on my points here.
I'm using the Force now, so.
But Obi-Wan's was confirmed. They announced that the series will start filming in spring of 2021.
Oh, was that actually confirmed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I'd seen another rumor thing, but I didn't know it had moved forward. Ooh, goody.
Yep. So they'll start filming that. Now, of course, that's start filming, then you have editing, then you have all the other stuff. And
I thought I had heard, I know we're not one to get into rumors, but I had thought I had heard that Hayden Christensen was confirmed.
I had not caught that rumor.
Okay, so well, okay, just a rumor.
Yeah.
Just a rumor, one that had come across my desk. Also, that it would be taking place, they would be jumping times at least a little bit in there.
Makes sense. I mean, to
yeah.
fit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure there'll be some, like, Clone Wars flashbacks.
It's going to be an 8-episode kind of miniseries.
Brother. Yeah, okay.
So, or basically, movie chopped up in 8 bits, basically.
Just like Darth Maul.
Oh.
Well, that was just 2 bits, I guess, but anyways.
But getting away from all the TV news, Thrawn Ascendancy, the new Thrawn book came out.
Yeah. Zach, have you gotten into the Thrawn books?
I'm halfway through one.
The first one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The
okay.
First,
so you got
just
some
double checking.
Do.
First new canon one?
Or the original Heir to the Empire?
Not the Heir to the Empire one.
Okay.
So.
But, okay, the newer series from Zahn.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, I'm just a couple chapters into it now. I had to finish up another book. Which I wish I had not now, because it ended poorly.
Mm.
I don't like it when it ends poorly. but I'm very excited to be in this one. I'm actually really digging the look inside of the Chiss Ascendancy, which is kind of what this is based around.
Yeah, and it's more of the Thrawn, you know, planning 20 steps ahead of everyone.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You, know,
you said it got a little convoluted there.
Yes, I did finish the book.
You did
the audiobook.
Yeah.
And I won't give away any spoilers for the ending. But by the end of the book, of course, they're referring to other species and nations and whatnot in
Yeah,
because
it's all like wild space.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of stuff we're not familiar
the,
with
the
from
unknown
the core
regions.
Of the galaxy. Yeah, unknown regions, thank you.
And they do explain why the unknown regions are such a pain in the butt to navigate. And
yeah, they did, they
and,
have talked about that a little bit. They echoed it again early on.
And they also explain how people do get around in that area, which is kind of actually interesting.
Yeah.
But yes, towards the end, are making lots of references to, you know, species and nations, so to speak, in the unknown regions. Problem is, as all the other previous things have been in the core, there's no other references to them. So it's just like, oh, here's a new thing. Oh, and we're going to reference another new thing and another new thing. So by the end, you're kind of having to keep track of things that are just introduced in this book.
Oh, okay.
And it does get a little at the end.
So it sounds like you need to listen to it twice.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start.
Yeah. So, but general thumbs up,
general,
thumbs down.
Yeah, thumbs up. Not the best in the series. I still think the original first one is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah.
But this is still a great one.
Okay.
And it's more of the great same greatness that you come to you.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'll wait to give my review when I finish it. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just going to give it a thumbs up now because I'm going to do that anyway. So why play coy?
Oh, yeah. The only other thing we, and you agreed with me on this one, is, of course, they do, like their other novels, all the other Star Wars novels do, you know, sound effects and music.
It's like a radio drama,
And however, unfortunately, there are some sections, of course, where people are talking over comms or things that are just modulated so weird that it's difficult.
Yeah, there was specifically early on, there's a scene with a couple of people in spacesuits. And they did, like, the crackle Vox effect and all that. I could not understand what they were saying.
Yeah, and I agree.
I had to go back. I need to go back and actually re-listen to it again. But, yeah, it was, I mean, cool. Thank you for going the extra mile to, you know, sell the experience. But, man, that was, if you guys were listening, you probably know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, but, yeah, looking forward to more of that.
Yeah. And, of course, the next two, it's a start of a new trilogy, so there's going to be two more coming, which is going to be awesome.
Ooh, okay.
Speaking of future stuff, the High Republic comics, which are going to be coming out in 21, they did get bumped back.
Yeah.
But they did do a preview on StarWars.com of the first issue of Master and Padawan doing their little trials. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, they just had, like the Target stores, they had the Galaxy's Edge Outpost stuff.
Yeah, that's been popping up.
Yeah, I was able to pick up the first like trade paperback for the comic that they did for it, and it's actually pretty good.
I mean,
it's okay.
Anything that has my boy Hondo in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's they're just kind of try. They actually have a one of the episodes is about Greedo going around and being a badass. So I was like, our Greedo? Really? apparently he's, okay. He's he was a heavy hitter before he got, I don't miss. Buddy.
And well, speaking of merch, and of course, I'm sure this will be on your life day list. It's announced that Babu Frick is getting a plush doll.
I mean, why did it take this long?
Babu Frick.
And of course, according to this little announcement here, there'll be six voice clips. Did he have six lines in the movie? Or the...
I mean, I think three of them were Babu Frick. But... I mean, that's fine. Maybe slightly different. I mean, Vin Diesel as Groot. Yes. You know?
And he did all these
ten different things. Yeah,
he did all the foreign language versions too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But no, I'll probably get that. I mean, wife likes to spoil me. Anytime she sees the new merch when she's out and about, she'll grab it. So I've got like three Baby Yodas, I think, at this point. So,
yeah, and you know. I mean, your little display behind you on your streams.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, if anyone hasn't seen Matt's streams yet, definitely check them out.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate that.
But yeah, it'll go in with all your little menagerie.
Yeah, it'll go up on the wall slowly, adding up. Actually, we got some. Yeah, I had some of the droids that were the pop droids that came. But anyways, yeah.
Yep. So, new models came out.
What? For what? For Star Wars?
For Star Wars.
Wow.
Star Wars Legion.
Okay. I mean, I feel like we've been spoiled recently. Yeah, I actually slapped together some of the BX droids this morning for our game, so that was exciting. And then I'm going to go pick up the Stap Riders as soon as we're done recording here. And also, I've got some Clan Ren, a box of Clan Ren.
Nice.
Yeah, just in case. I hear it's a trick to put together, though.
Clan Ren, or
yeah, the Clan Ren.
Oh,
have you guys heard anything about that?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the no rebel were players.
Easy. Yeah, I think the BX droids were easier than I think the B1s.
Yeah.
They had a little bit more slot fitting going on, so it was pretty cool. They went together pretty fast.
Inferno was different. Interesting.
Nobody cares about Inferno Squad.
I second that motion.
The look he gave me.
Well, of course, given my history, I'm this is my first war game.
Yeah,
and starting day one as an Empire player, having the soft models with the key pegs.
Yeah.
So you know, Iden was my first model on sprues, and then vital assets. And Iden wasn't a huge change because it was all peg and hole. Mm-hmm. Tab A, slot B, pretty straightforward on that. The Mandos, I'm noticing the joints on the arms now are just kind of going to little nubbins. So you can't really drive.
So you can pose them a little bit more?
You can rotate the arms a little easier.
Are you missing the slot so it actually kind of hard sits in there?
Yeah, so I'm actually missing the kind of dry fit, being able to dry fit and pose before I lock it down.
Yeah, because you're meticulous. He's meticulous, Zach. That's what he does.
I know for the ARC troopers,
How many are you building up right now?
I have two boxes.
Okay.
And they're already built. Compared to like the phase ones, you can still move their arms around and kind of get some. Dark Troopers, nope, this is my angle. This is what it's going to be. If he looks like he's half dabbing, that model's half dabbing. Like, that's it.
Well, those shoulder pads on a lot of the new clone units are kind of locking the arms into positions from what I see.
Yeah, it is. Maybe this is an opportunity where you can start doing, like for more traditional games, you do start the kit bashing, you can saw and repose. So don't settle for the half dab, you can go full dab. You just got to get out there with that saw and some green stuff and have some fun with it.
But yeah, this has been a learning experience. Now, good. I've seen a lot of chatter online, though, people complaining about the amount of keeping track of all the different pieces. And that's,
really?
Yeah.
Huh. Are they not following along with the instructions?
That's not, yeah, there's been some complaints.
The instructions for the droids were fantastic. I was just, like, they all had them all, like, in their little section. They'd snip them all out, and then boop, 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 done.
Yeah, there's been some complaints about the STAPS and the ATRTs.
Oh, I'll just have to check out the STAPS.
Yeah. Just not showing assembly instructions, and I don't know, maybe my profession, I've actually never said this on the show before, I work in watch repair. I'm used to dealing with little parts.
Yeah.
I have little parts trays of all my stuff's organized. Like, I don't see where people are coming from, but that's the chatter I'm hearing out there.
Yeah, I think that those skills you garnered as being what was that Heroes show back in the day? Are you the Siler guy? You're just a crazy psychopath man with watch fixing tendencies, right? Now, okay, then you'll never find my body.
Yeah.
All right.
Quit looking at me like that.
Yeah. I think anybody that chooses watch repair as a profession is probably just a little off kilter. Yes. In the best way. Mm-hmm. Please don't kill me. Anyways. We have any other news or building up stuffs?
Yeah, I was like, I've only snipped out one set of sprues out of my Mandos. I'm a man. Why do I keep saying Mandos?
Because you want them.
Because you want to play Rebels,
no.
My friend.
Oh,
yes.
God,
so.
No. All the white, horrible white dice.
I mean, you get all them Clan Ren guys. Come on.
Oh, yeah, because they're all right.
Come fight for freedom wherever there's trouble.
But the Inferno guys, I've snipped out one set of sprues. I still have the other two in the box. And yes, I did pick up three boxes, which I realize is a bit of overkill, but still.
That's how awesome. You do, though.
Yeah.
If you're going to just play one faction, might as well just play the hell out of it. Yeah.
I mean, you need more for, what is it, the Grand Army format?
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Hey. Exactly. But no.
Have you ever played a Grand Army?
We did. It was a two-player.
It was a
doubles.
Yeah, that's right.
Were you playing that game, too? Or
I was trying to... it was early on, I think, Legion.
I forgot who my partner... It was versus Josh and John versus me and...
I don't know.
Was it Anthony or Gavin? I don't remember. That was literally like the first year of
Legion. I think I might have just been running that event. Yeah. No, it was, probably within the first couple of months.
Yeah.
But it's a good time. Were you even playing back then?
I actually was. I was at Power Nine's first tournament.
Hmm.
I actually did good back then. I don't know what happened now, but back then, yeah.
A lot of people are kind of.
When you have three units to
choose
from, you know, one commander and core and.
ATRT spam is still legit for Rebels.
And we'll see how it goes
years
for
later.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. You're just going to
be you gonna be picking
more
up
ATRTs?
Any ATRTs?
I am not picking up any ATRTs for the clones. My infantry base army is already fun enough. And then when I want to go vehicles, I got two tanks. So that's my vehicle route.
Mm.
That seems expensive.
They're super fun.
Okay, all right. You like a little slidey boy? That's fine.
Well, yeah, if it could only go over certain height terrain.
I've already fixed that.
Yeah. Hmm. But, I think that's all the new stuff that came out. Yeah, ATRTs, the Mandos that are not Inferno Squad.
That are not Inferno, no.
Yeah, I'm excited for the steps. That should be fun because it's such a cool, iconic unit from, like, the original, Phantom Menace. It was like, it was kind of...
If I remember correctly, it was a shaver inside a metal bowl made that sound.
Oh,
effect.
Is that what
yes.
it was? Oh, okay. So we can replicate this.
Yeah.
Oh, just have sound effects for days. I love Foley. It's interesting stuff. But okay. Well, I think that's about it for the intro. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back with our B-side topics.
You are receiving the Legion Outriders podcast. Ending the transmission now would be Most unfortunate. And now, the Outriders.
Welcome back, Outriders. Here we go. On to the game recap between me and Daniel. But first, I do want to spoil out there. We just put up previews on our Patreon Discord that I mentioned earlier with our next quarters. And we're finally going live with it because, well, we found out it was going to work out. But we're working with the Gremlins, Ugnaughts, or Tinkerers over at 6 Plus 2. I keep on calling them 6 Up. I think it's just my Warhammer showing.
Yeah.
But 6 Plus Studios. And one of the things that I have cherished from my early days in the Star Wars LCG was there was a Alderaan Death Star countdown dial that I had, and people would always comment on it. So they were very cool. Keegan and Drake over there, they put up some files for it, and we got some previews of them that are coming out. So if you are a current patron, then we'll be sending them your way. If you're an Imperial Outrider, you'll be getting the dial plus a bunch of other stickers, and I think we still got some of the patches and...
We have dice left over.
Right now. We're not sending dice.
Those
are too expensive to ship.
Yeah.
But we will be bringing those to conventions, yes. And events and things.
So definitely, if you're coming to LVO, come see us.
Yes, yes, we can hook you up with the dice there. But we'll be sending those out in how much time we got? Like 5-6 weeks?
Why you always have me do math live?
Yeah, I know.
I was told there would be no math.
No, it's just a day. We'll check. But the main point is, if you want to pledge, support the show, get on the Patreon. Anything from the $5 to $10 level, we'll guarantee you one of these dials, and then extra swags for the Imperial guys. Plus a custom thank you note from Dan, where he'll do math for you.
I'll have to get public things.
Okay, there might be an asterisk on that one. But
do a Fibonacci sequence across everything here.
But so definitely check that out. We'll be putting it up on the Facebook again. Yes, we're mentioning again. It's going to be on the Facebook, so we'll have some pictures up for that. Very excited for those to come out. Keegan and Drake have done a fantastic job, and I can't wait to get those in my hot little hands.
No, they're awesome guys. They've been really supportive with
us.
Of communication. So.
Yeah. Yes. And for something, it was like literally a couple weeks ago, just sending them a picture of my dial. Can you guys do this? And then just knocked it out. They're like, yeah, you're like this. So I was like, yeah. just one slight adjustment just to keep the slim size down so we can just pop them in envelopes and send them to people. But dude, super, super fantastic. And yeah, I can't wait to get them. What do you think, Zach? Going to be fun?
I saw the previews on the Discord. I'm excited. I saw that and I was like, I need to be a
Patreon
now. I
would use that.
Yeah.
Because I think there's only been one promo dial shipped in all of the Legion promos out
all
there.
All them? Okay, so good. So maybe this will be something better than the cardboard dial probably most people have. But so our game, we did another 500 pointer, as we mentioned, because they're awesome, Zach.
Keep telling yourself that.
I will, and I'm telling everybody.
Hey, they're quick and easy.
All of our best friends that are listening.
We're all quick and easy here, man. All right, 800 points.
Yeah,
guilty. Knock that baby right out.
But I was bringing Separatists as I've been playing. So let me go through my list here. So I had Grievous. Actually, Dan, what did you have?
let me look this up real quick.
You gotta bring your mixture. I'm gonna builder forget up. It because it was kind of non-standard. But
So of course I played Empire because Empire for life.
Boo.
Yeah, boo indeed. No, I mean I'm just jealous. I miss Empire.
And I wanted to get a feel of the Inferno Squad versus Death Troopers, so I brought both.
So that seems expensive.
It was expensive.
Okay.
It was Iden, Inferno.
Lyden,
yes. Yeah. Inferno, Death Troopers, and 2 Naked Shores and 1 Mortar. Because that's the only other things I could fit.
Okay.
There.
My goal today was something similar. I wanted to try out the BX droids. So I put one of each. So I had the sniper squad and then the regular commandos with vibro swords. Like I said, I went with Grievous with aggressive tactics, esteemed leader. I kind of want to play with that with him on a little bit. Tenacity and the Annihilator pistol. 4 B1 battle droids, 1 with an extra droid, 1 with an HQ uplink, and then, like I said, the snipers and also the droid commandos had tenacity on them as well. I like throwing extra red dice if I can.
Mm-hmm.
But So my idea, my plan going into the game was I'm going to group everybody up around Grievous. They're going to move up the board. I'll be picking wounds out of the B1s with the esteemed leader and hopefully get him to survive, because I've been having a lot of problems. I can usually get him to deploy, but then he just immediately blows up and dies. And I want him to survive a little bit more, and it kind of worked this time. But
how many actual uses of that command card did you get?
I mean, zero, because you decided just to shoot all the B1s anyways.
That's the only targets you gave me, sir.
Yeah. So I guess mission accomplished. I didn't really need the esteemed leader. Yeah. I guess we will just steam him or whatnot. But turn one. What was the match we had?
It was battle lines, clear conditions, because I wanted to veto improvised defenses. I did not want to give your B1s any extra cover.
Yeah, I don't like you for that, so boo.
And our objective was the one point in the center.
Right. We were fighting over Commander Rex model for King of the Hill.
Captain Rex and the real Paul Rubens Rex.
Yes.
Not that Tamara Morrison Rex.
Yeah. But Zach, you came in on turn two.
I came in on turn two to a pile of dead droids on one side of the table.
Yeah.
And then just, the death troopers are missing.
Like, yeah.
Metric pile of droids.
That was a fun
end of turn one.
Turn one, I think I had caused one wound to one of your Inferno squad.
Yes, one wound to Saiyan.
Fantastic.
Yep.
And you had killed 13 B1s.
Yes.
Yes. So that was fun. And but then basically turn two came in, and as previewed, I last firsted Grievous up there. So tried to get him as far forward as can, and use the trained in your Jedi arts to try and have an insane turn. And it actually worked out okay. So he got stuck into not Inferno, but the Death Troopers.
Yeah.
Wiped them out to a man, and then hit just about everybody except your short troop mortar.
Yeah, so I was all bunched up around a convenient piece of heavy cover that was center of the board and just within range of the
objective. Just within range, yeah. It was good, unless you've got giant murder ball Grievous coming your way, I guess.
So the Grievous blender actually did very good work.
Yeah, which was fantastic, because like I said, I was hemorrhaging B1s at this point. The commandos were able to come and use their mobility to get up, and then they engaged Iden and put two wounds onto her. Yep. I mean, only got two
three
on
wounds under.
Three wounds. Three you wounds. Saved one.
Saved one, yeah.
Yeah, or and you shielded.
No, I shielded.
Yeah.
She did have two dodges on her,
she
though.
She had two, yeah.
Gotta mention that.
And then take two. Right, yeah, because, man, you were getting some work out of that Nimble with her.
Yeah, no, Nimble was great on that. But, Iden was the melee machine this game.
Dude, I was shocked. I thought, okay, I'm in there with commandos on here. It'll be fine. Yeah. And it was not fine.
Two red dice and three white from the droid with, you know, copious aims. Led to, was it, I knocked three of your four out in one turn?
Yeah, you took three out in one go. The red dice were not with me.
And the remaining one was done on a standby.
Yeah, you
stood
by. Oh, yes, because
I pulse scanned that turn. So she punched, knocked out three, got the standby, and then Grievous trying to move in and do more. She standbyed the final one.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was just chip damage for Grievous the entire game. You kept moving people into melee. So that the rest of my army, so I had my sniper team and all that, they weren't able to really do a whole lot.
How do you deal with a blender? You clog it. Bodies.
I'm okay with that, actually. Yeah, you keep trying to clog Grievous up there.
But all those bodies punch as well.
Yeah.
So.
And then on another turn, I think it was turn three, I was able to split attacks with the arsenal and using tenacity on both. I think we ruled that was okay. Yeah. That's how we played it anyways. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. So didn't quite get to kill, because he was able to kill Iden that turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Well, Inferno had actually panicked.
Yes. The panic Inferno. That was like the only thing my B1s did the entire... Yeah, well, so other than take aggressive amounts of wounds.
Yeah, so rolling buckets of white dice, we get one or two results, which would go off to cover, but you stacked in six suppression.
Yeah, we got up to seven at one point, and then you blanked on the white dice to clear.
I blanked on the roll for...
Yeah. So I was very excited to have even one turn's reprieve from their fire, because they were part of the turn one. Oh, here's Alpha incoming strike. Fire. Yeah. Here's five hits. Okay, there's five dead B1s. Oh, here's another five. Was that from the Death Troopers?
Yeah, so Death Troopers. Yeah. I do my classic Alpha Strike with Death Troopers, the recon intel, offensive push, range four. And then, of course, first turn, we didn't mention this, I dropped Tactical Strike, so they got two more range one moves with two more aims. So it was three aims, Alpha Strike, took out five droids. Inferno Squad moved forward, same deal, took out five droids. I didn't move forward, took out a couple droids. So
it was pretty intense. It was really kind of a I thought in the first turn, I was like, well, unless Grievous, well, the whole goal is to get Grievous and the commandos up there to do some work.
Yeah, and you hid them behind line of sight blockers on your deployment. So
yes.
First turn, all of your important units were hidden behind stuff. It was just B1s.
It definitely helped out. And playing on the smaller boards, it facilitates getting into combat a little bit faster. Zach, was there anything you saw that we could have done better, I think, during the game? Because, end result was turn two, we decided it was a push because we forgot to check at the end of turn two.
Yeah, but rolling our memory back, we found we had the same amount of unit leaders in range.
Turn four, I think I had one more unit.
You had
so
one
I
more
one
than
point.
I. Yeah. So you got 1 point, and then the final round was a mad dog pile on
the
center.
Yeah, everybody's like, because Grievous had finally succumbed to the
to Gideon
body blows.
Him. Yes,
yes. From all the different angles it was coming in on.
So last round I had Gideon, three shores, one unit of shores with three models left, and the mortar. And you had two units of B1s and the sniper strike team, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, it was, and one of them was like one B1. It was like, okay, I need to kill both of those guys and so I win the game. And it was, luckily, you only got the one hit. So
yeah, you went on objectives, even though it was a bloodbath and
it was well
and a emotional roller coaster.
I mean, just Grievous died, so just one person. So it was actually just some material. We can replace them. They're just B1s. Come on. And then some commando droids. They're a little expensive, but it was a fantastic, fun game, and it's always great to be able to play on the Star Tours table.
Yeah.
How's that coming along? You ready for LVO?
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah, working on that. Yeah,
I have the second printer now, so once I have the designs done, I can crank it out fast. The painting is another thing, but we'll get more into that later.
I'm drawing that down. 139 days, you're working on it.
Yeah. Right? He'll start working on day 137 or something.
No, I mean, once we get down to double digits, that's when the panic sets in.
Oh, okay. All right. But, so Zach, you haven't gotten, when's the last time you were able to get a game in?
The last game was actually against Dan, so that was,
two weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Just before we recorded the last episode.
Yeah.
Right before that was a game against other Dan, and I proxied Arcs, which
Dan
Areco. Yep.
Okay. Oh yeah, you proxied the Arcs. How'd they go for you?
This game did not have fives or echoes, so don't have that awesome factor about it. But being able to have 11 activations with clones is just stupid. So
yeah, that's stupid. You should stop that.
Yeah. That is. Come on. Where's the points update, FFG?
Yeah. Yeah. We need to make R2 like 200 points. And
yeah.
I don't know how you fix it, because some people online are talking about, well, do you nerf like fire support or do you nerf, token sharing? Both of those, I think, are integral.
Yeah,
to
those
the clone
are
core right
that is
there.
That is their game.
I mean, if we just took the standbys away.
You think that's the real abusing factor there?
That's the most common solution proposed on the internet.
Your army can do range four. Just outshoot them. Knock off the standbys.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Until Padme is passing them out of range two. But yeah,
Padme is super squish, though. White dice. Yeah, she's squish.
Yeah, but for the same price as Leia, she is like way better.
She came first. Mama powers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The other big thing is apparently there's still supply troubles going on.
Well, I mean, Power 9 did miss the BX and ARCs.
Yeah,
shipment.
I think there was one extra BX on the shelf that they arrived. There was no every. I mean, I got shorted ARCs actually. So there was a couple of people that did as well.
When I went in to pick up my Inferno Squad, I asked, hey, did you guys get everything? Because I had ordered three boxes, and I was okay leaving a box worst case two.
Yeah.
Behind if they needed it to cover other people. But apparently they were well stocked on this last wave. Okay. So.
So we're just waiting on reprints for older stuff. Like I'm still waiting for phase twos to come back.
I think you and everyone on the internet is waiting for phase twos.
Just, everybody knows. I'm just kind of restating here.
But, I mean,
Vital assets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. arcs. I guess they're going to go in the same category. I mean, those clones so hot right now.
But, yeah, so they just need to get that salvage team to find that shipping container that supposedly fell off the ship.
Oh, is that what they're blaming on?
That's what they said. A report came out that there was water damage to them. So that's kind of the meme joke out there right now is that one of the shipping containers fell over. And, you know, falling into the ocean is technically water damage. So.
How many ships? Yeah, how many containers?
Some good treasure. Because, boys, we're going after the plastic. I can see like 80 years later with Rose being presented the phase two boxes that she had thrown overboard.
I mean,
Titanic.
I think this is worth testing. How do plastic sprues handle in salt water? How long will it last?
Honestly, I mean, that's the whole problem with plastics, right? Is they just last forever. Anywhere. Yeah.
Paper. I mean, the box, the cards, those are gone.
Those are toast. Yeah. But yeah, there's an event going on today at Power 9, but unfortunately we're unable to attend. We're going to pop in there and say hi, but apparently they've already got 8 players there today, which is pretty good.
Yeah, crazy to see just a local level event pulling that many players for considering the world as it is right now. So
made a choice that we were going to stick and play at home and then record. But I do want to go stop by and say hi to everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm excited that there's people playing Legion out there.
New blood, we gotta face them, beat them down.
No
mercy. Just welcome.
I'm happy to see that there's actually new people coming into the game, considering the world as is. People aren't able to get games in, so I'm great to see that there's new players buying and building. And
for sure, there's
in our local area, there's been at least 3 or 4 new players that have popped up on the Facebook and. Yeah, been asking questions and playing games in. So
and it's terrifying because I'm sure. There's been a lack of games being played for a lot of different systems out there, but I'm curious how much it would have changed if we had, like, we've had a lot of really exciting releases, like, you know, we're talking the Mandalorians and the Arcs and all that kind of stuff. If things had been, if we had our normal gaming schedule, you know, quarantining, would we be in a better position, or do you think some time away has given people time to, like, sit down and read and, you know, paint and do all that kind of stuff?
On the competitive side, it's been not as good.
The competitive side, but
because there's not a lot of data, not as many high level games being played, so people aren't you know, super refined right now. On the low level, the kitchen table games, I'm sure it's helped because a lot of people are playing at home.
I heard that there was a rumor about you having some 501st Legos taking the table there, Zach.
I do have one box of those, and it is great because I get to play with my models. My son gets to play with his Lego little models.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with the silhouettes.
How old is he?
He's 3, so it's...
Oh, boy.
Like, the Legos can withstand his rage as opposed to... Sorry, FFG, but no chance.
You don't, spike the model on him and be like, that's what you get! Take that! I'm always going to be better than you.
And anyone else interested, there is a model on Thingiverse, a 3D file of the Legion bases with Lego studs, so you can stick your Lego models on Legion legal bases if you didn't want to try that.
There's your phase twos.
Are they appropriately beveled bases?
Actually, they are.
Oh, wow. So okay, that's fantastic. I thought of everything then.
So in my looks online for, you know, terrain and whatnot and things to, and, you know, just gathering ideas, I ran across them and thought that was quite hilarious.
Okay, so each of the main factions we got, what models coming out that are in the pipeline that we know about are you looking forward to the most? Dan, on the spot.
Because... For my faction, all the stuff has come out until the quote-unquote 4 unannounced models for next year.
Right, yeah.
Because what we have going that has been announced coming up is just Maul and Anakin later this year, and then January is going to be the Separatist and Republic Specialist packs. So they have not yet announced the next Imperial or Rebel.
Maybe you should start collecting one of those, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Or Rebels. I've got leave it up to you.
I got a table to build. I got these models to put together and paint.
Excuses to make.
I've got excuses to make.
Do what I do. Just have a giant mountain of plastic just waiting there, just staring you, and you purposely don't look over to that part of the room.
I don't have a John to paint for me.
I mean, I don't have a John right now either, unfortunately. He keeps saying he wants to paint my tank, but my tank remains unpainted.
Ninth edition.
I guess they've been recently on Marvel Crisis Protocol quite a bit, too, and he's been painting up like mad for that.
I mean, the MCU is kind of dying off now.
It's kind of in a weird place. I did actually, me and the wife just went through and watched like a bunch of all those movies again. Hadn't seen Endgame and all that since the theater, but they're fun.
And again, when
but
it comes to cinematic, Star Wars isn't in a better place. So anyway.
Okay, all right
keep it positive.
Zach, what are you looking forward to, since here it's one of the factions that you actually play?
Officially Anakin, just because the whole powering up over several rounds.
It seems really fun.
Can I put in a little, I guess, ad for an unofficial model that's coming out next month?
You want a wish list? I'll allow it. Go ahead.
Alrighty. So one of the Patreon guys next month is putting out a model of 99. So
For
your clone faction,
yeah,
he'll be a replacement for R2-D2. Instead for having droid all around, you'll just have 99 be part of your dudes.
Does the model have him holding like 6 rifles across the room, like trying to carry them?
There hasn't been. There's a sneak preview. I haven't seen it yet, but I can only hope.
Okay, that's cool. Well, so
I'm excited for that.
That seems like it would be a fun sub in for that. Myself, I think I've said it just about every week since they announced it, but the tactical droid. I just want a cheap commander.
And every other separatist player.
Yeah, I love Grievous. I love Dooku especially. Maul is going to be super exciting, but I just want a cheap commander so I can play with, you know, some of the other operatives. Play with all the toys that we've got now for the separatists.
So double tank toys?
No.
Oh.
If you can get John to paint yours.
Right. I mean, I did the double ATST thing for a long time with Empire, so we're going to let that wrestle. I'd rather go like a mixed arms kind of thing. So like a tank, some staps, maybe some droidicas. Remember droidicas? I remember droidicas.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Pepperidge Farm remembers droidicas. But
with Maul coming, though, is like Cad Bane just kind of... The window for Cad Bane to be exciting and playable has been kind of small or what?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try to play with them both and see what I got out. I've only played the one game with Cad Bane so far, and since we only played 500 points these last couple times, you can't have both Cad Bane. I was thinking about it for a second. I was like, well, there's no way. If I'm going to have the two different BX droids, I got to pick one and go with it. So hopefully that little cheapo commander will open up some opportunities there, and we'll actually have to play some more 800 point games here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Zach,
thank
you. Yeah, okay, you. Buddy.
I have to schedule something.
We'll make it happen. But anyways, just kind of a quick and dirty update on what's going on this week. Thank you, everybody, again. Thanks to all our Patreon sponsors, Dan, Zach. Always great having you here, guys. And don't forget, hit us up on Facebook. Look for those Dial Patreon rewards. They're going to have a sneak preview going up real soon. Otherwise, we'll see you next time, Outriders.
And if you're working with plastic glue, well-ventilated room.
Keep the air flowing.
Yeah.
This concludes the current episode of the Legion Outriders podcast. You may cultivate a tactical advantage by observing the Outriders on Facebook or Twitter at Legion Outriders. Wisdom advocates subscribing to the podcast. Acting otherwise is reckless.